Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen. We're continuing, amen, in our series, our sub-series, amen, The Power of Connection 3. Amen. And I promised you a special treat today. Amen. We're welcoming another powerful woman of God to speak on the power of connection. I hope you have your notebooks, your pens, your iPads, your iPhone, whatever it is that you take notes with, ready. Amen. And you are prepared to be blessed, to be healed, and to be motivated to move forward in Jesus, because truly He does make all things new. Amen. Let's pray and get our hearts and our minds ready to receive the woman of God. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly, giving you thanks and praise, Lord God, for all the wondrous things that you've done for each and every one of us. Amen. Till this point in time, I praise you, Lord God, and we honor you because this is a Kairos moment. This is the fulfillment of time. Amen. Where eternity has met time and something spectacular is about to happen. Amen. I feel it in the atmosphere. Have a spirit of expectancy. Amen. Believing God for a miracle, for deliverance. Glory to God. Hopeful, amen, that the Lord is about to move and make the way and bring forth a breakthrough in somebody's life. And even in my own, I know that God is moving. He is doing great things and He's always speaking, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord, amen, for that knowledge, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that we understand that you are the true and the living God, that there is no other. There is no other, and we give you glory, Lord God, because you have honored us and given us the privilege of knowing that you are God. Hallelujah. Amen. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord Jesus, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our mighty King and our salvation. You are the mighty God. Hallelujah. And we praise you on today. Open our minds, Lord. Open our hearts to receive of your word, to receive this great anointing that is coming forth, Lord God, on today. The healing that you set aside just for us, just for this hour, on this day. Lord God, I praise you for each and every one that have gathered, amen, around their phones, around their radios, around their computers to hear what thus saith the Lord. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise today. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen. Glory to God. I told you once again, amen, we're in for a treat, amen. Our subject is power of Connection 3. This phenomenal woman of God is the founder and pastor of Holiness Deliverance Temple Ministries. She is an anointed teacher and preacher, a true prophet, a demon fighter, and a humble servant of the Most High God. And I have the honor and privilege of calling her my friend. Glory to God. The next voice you will hear will be that of Apostle Sylvia Ingram. Let us receive her, amen, with a resounding amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, listening audience. We do honor you this afternoon, well, actually this morning where I am here in Savannah, Georgia. And we do give honor to the host of this line, Pastor Lydia. Amen. We thank you so much for the invite. Glory to God. And when I first received the invite, I looked at the topic. I read the topic, actually. And I said, what a powerful topic, the power of connection. And I began to think about that. Begin to think about connectivity and the power that it has. And a lot of times, amen, we always want to put a spiritual kind of spin to a lot of things because why? We're spiritual beings and we're preachers and we're prophets and we're teachers. Glory to God. But I want to bring some practicality to you today. And then we will get into the spiritual side. Amen. But I want to bring some practicality to you today. So let's begin, amen, by, and she's already prayed the prayer, and then we're going to receive that. Glory to God. Let's begin by defining the two words, amen, in her topic, in the topic for this morning. The first word I want to define is power. Glory to God. Power. The definition of power from Webster's viewpoint is the ability to do something in a particular way. Did you hear what I said? The ability to do something in a particular way. That's the definition of power. Now, what is the definition of connection? The definition of connection, idea that is linked to something else. Y'all not getting it? Y'all haven't got it yet? That is linked to something else. So let's put the two words together. Power of connection. So I must have the ability to be able to link to something else, and that you call something to happen in a particular way. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying already? Glory to God. So why is connectivity important? Why is being connected important? Why is the Lord telling us that we need to be connected? What is important about that? Because if you're connected to the right source, you will get the result that you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How do I know that? All right, let's go into the psychological field. There was a study that was done, amen, by a behaviorist called, his name was Harry Harlow. And what he did a series of studies, amen, but the one in particular that he's most famous for, amen, is the study that he did on the animal called the rhesus monkey. And what he did was he took these particular animals and he isolated them. Glory to God. And what happened was he found out that when they were removed from their environment, when they were removed from their mother, when they were born, they had a problem. Y'all not hear me? There were all kind of deficits in their behavior. There were all kind of eating disorders. Y'all not hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. Because why? They were no longer connected to their mother. They were no longer connected to that person, thing, or idea which caused them to do something or to have power to do something in a particular way. So therefore, amen, they suffered. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. They suffered. Those animals suffered. Good God Almighty. But then he said, well, let me turn this thing around. Let me see if the study is really true. Let me put a surrogate, glory to God. Let me place a surrogate mother in with the animal, and maybe something else will cause them. Maybe they will begin to turn. Maybe they will begin to eat. So he did one set with wood and wire. He made a surrogate mother. He did another set, amen, of animals with terry cloth. He made like a teddy bear, if you will, glory to God. And he found out in the study that those that clung to the wood and wire, they were okay, and they only used the wood and wire surrogate mother when they needed something, when they were scared, when they were in a different situation, glory to God. And so they reached out to the wood and wire, but it still didn't work. Then he went to the ones, he looked at the ones that had the surrogate mother that was the terry cloth, and they fared better, if you will, for lack of better words. They fared better. Why? Because they had the soft touch. They felt the softness, and it felt more close to their real mother. So therefore, they were able to eat. They were able to handle situations. Now, we're talking about animals. Now, if that worked for an animal, y'all not hearing what I'm saying? If that worked for an animal, if he did a study on an animal and found out that you need to stay connected to the source, come on here, then what about a human being? You need to stay connected to what works. We need to stop connecting with people. Come on here. We need to stop connecting with people that do not have our interests, our best interests.
All right.
Glory to God. They talk a good game. They dress well. They look good and all. But what are the underlying motives? What are the hidden agenda? And that's what we have to ask God when we're connecting with people, because there's power in connection. Glory to God. Whether it's good or bad, it's power in connection. But you want to connect with those, amen, that will take you somewhere, that will can push you somewhere.
Yeah.
Not just connect because, oh, well, they look good, so maybe if they're a model and I want to be a model. you know, I can get with it. No. We're not talking about that kind of connectivity today. We're talking about being connected. And in other words, we're talking about the kind of connection that will link you to the power, link you to do something in a particular way that is designed to carry you to your next destiny.
That's right.
We're some of us are still stuck. I got to hear what I'm saying. Some of us are still stuck. We're not moving forward to what God is telling us to move towards. We're still stuck in a place, just in a place. He's trying to move us from this to that, but we're still stuck on this. You know, hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. So we have to understand the power of connection. How do we get there? How do we understand when we're there? Glory to God. It's about, amen, the results, the end result. If your results are positive, you know you're moving in the right direction. Now, it's not saying you're not going to have opposition. It's not saying you're not going to have a little bit of trouble. But you know you're moving in the right direction when things, amen, are going according to schedule, as we like to say. Amen. When things are going, amen, in our favor. When we have, amen, as Scripture has said, we have acknowledged God and He is directing our path. We know that we're connected to the right source. We know that we're connected. We're going in the right way. Glory to God. Now, if you stay connected to God, God is never going to leave you wrong. He's never going to lead you wrong. He's not going to lead you into the wrong path. It's when we decide to step outside of the will of God. It's when we decide to step outside of the ark of safety is when we led wrong. Glory to God. It's when we become disconnected from the source. Let me prove it to you. The story, amen, glory to God, the Bible gives an account over in the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth is very powerful. Glory to God. All the scriptures are powerful. But I found that the book of Ruth, amen, really addresses connectivity in such a way that I never saw it before. Glory to God. And if you, those that have your Bibles, amen, your tablets, amen, you're on your laptops and you're on your desktops, if you can turn with me to Ruth chapter 1, glory to God. And I'm going to go through this, the scripture, starting at verse number 8. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. What was taking place here? What had happened was, amen, Naomi, amen, Ruth, and Orpah, glory to God, they were all together, amen. The two daughters that had married Naomi's son, glory to God. Naomi's husband, Elimelech, had died. Okay, then her sons died right behind their father. So they left the three women. Glory to God. So now here, Naomi is saying to her daughter-in-law, go return each to your mother's house. In other words, you go back home. The Lord deal kindly with you. Because you've been so good to me, God is going to deal with you. He's going to deal with you just as you dealt with me, just as you took care of me through my bereavement. God is going to deal with you. Glory to God. But the daughters did not want to return. They wanted to stay with Naomi. They wanted to comfort her. They wanted to be near her. Glory to God. So again, she had to assure them. She had to tell them, no, go. I don't have any more sons. Scripture goes on, and we're not going to read it all. I'm doing a recap. I can't have any more sons. I'm not going to be able to take on another husband. In other words, she was letting them know I'm too old. And then if I did get married, come on here, excuse me, and have a son, are you going to wait until they become of age so that you can marry? No. Go back to your home. Go back to where you came from. Come on here. Get married. Have children. Well, at that time, Oprah said, yes. She said, all right, you're right. I'm going back home. But Ruth she decided, oh, no, 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 no. Ruth said in verse 16, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, come on here, my God, that is the power of connection.
Yes.
She decided to stay connected, amen, to her mother-in-law. And because, y'all not hearing what I'm saying, follow where I'm going. Because she decided to stay connected to Naomi, Naomi was then able to help her, to show her how to live out the rest of her days happy. How? Because she ended up getting Boaz.
That's right.
Because she stayed connected to the thing, the person, or the idea. Glory to God, that could help her do a thing, give her the ability, come on, we're talking about power, give her the ability to do a thing in a particular way. Now, if she would have went back home, she would have missed her chance to be married again to her kinsman, Redeemer. That's what Boaz was called.
That's right, that's right.
Come on here and say amen. Glory to God. So therefore, it pays, amen, to stay connected. It pays, amen, to be connected. It pays to get connected to the right people.
Yes.
Get connected to the right source. We understand about being connected to God. We understand about that. But we have to stay connected to Him.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Glory to God. Just like when you go and you plug in your phone to get recharged. If the socket, amen, that you plug it into is not working, you're not going to get a charge.
That's right.
It has to be charged. You have to have a good connection. Ah, glory to God. When you have a good connection, all things work well.
Yes, that's right.
Here with Ruth, because she had a good connection, all things worked in her favor. Naomi was able to teach her how to glean in the fields. She was able to teach her how to be a lady. She was able to teach her how to date in court. She was able to teach her so many things that her mother could not teach. Why? Because her mother was not there.
All right.
It pays to be connected. Ah,
yes.
Glory to God. So are you connected today? Are you understanding what it means to be connected? Are you trying? Are you seeking? If you're not connected, you need to find the connection that you need. You need to seek God and ask God, God, where do I need to be connected? Who do I need to be connected to in this season? Come on. I get out of a whole shot. Glory to God. Some of you all, hallelujah, that are listening to my voice, need to disconnect from the wrong people and get connected to the right people. Glory to God. The ones that you're overlooking, y'all better hear me. The ones that you're overlooking are the ones that you should be connected to. The ones that you're connected to now, you need to disconnect from because they're draining your power source.
Jesus.
They're draining you. They're draining you of your money. They're draining you of your time. They're draining you of your talent. You don't even have enough connection for your own self.
Jesus.
Good God Almighty.
My Lord.
The latter part of her topic was, all things are made new. How are you going to become a new person being connected to an old source that's drawing from you and you can't regenerate? You never regenerate. You never come up. You never come out. You're always being drained.
Jesus.
Come on here. Even electrical cords get frayed sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
And you have to get a new power cord. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying?
That's right.
And you got to get a new power cord. Did you hear the word new? You have to get a new power cord.
Yes.
And be connected and stay connected to the source. Well, what about your life? Sometimes you are styled, and we use a lot of symbolisms and metaphors and similes. Glory to God to understand what the point is, what we're trying to convey. And what we're trying to convey today is sometimes you are styled as the electrical cord. You are frayed.
All right.
You're tattered up.
that's
you can't
right.
put no more. You can't put no more. There's a new fix. You put a yarn around some cords. You can put electrical tape around some cords. It's not working anymore.
Mm-mm.
You got to make all things new. Go get a new cord.
Amen.
Disconnect from the source. Y'all never, listen to what I'm saying. Disconnect from the source. Get a new cord and then plug back up. And watch how your strength will be renewed. Watch how you will come up. Watch how you will come out.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Because now you can see better. Now you can hear better. Now you can feel what the Spirit of God has to say to the church.
All right.
Whereas before, your hearing was dull because you weren't connected with it. Glory to God. Whereas before, your seeing was blinded because you weren't connected right. Come on here. Whereas before, amen, you might have got a dial tone when you should have got straight into the line because you're not connected right. The power of connection. We got to understand the importance of being connected to the right source. Naomi and Ruth, prime examples. Ruth understood what connection was. Naomi understood it, amen, but she was willing to give it up for the sake, amen, of those young girls. I'm sure she desired for them to stay with her. But she was looking at, amen, they need to be connected to, amen, other young people where they can get married again, have children. That was in her mind.
Yeah.
Girl was a bomb. But Ruth, amen, said, no, I can't leave you, mother-in-law. You've been so good to me.
Hallelujah.
In this day and age, amen, it's hard, amen, to get in-laws to talk to each other. It's hard, amen, to get in-laws to sit in the same room with each other for too long.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a prime example of a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law situation. Well, Ruth understood that if I stay connected, she has something that I need. Because you have to remember, they were Moabites. They knew nothing about God. They were heathen. They knew nothing about God. They served idols. They served idol gods. So therefore, that's glory to God. That's another reason why you got to stay connected, so that people will be able to see the Jesus in you, the positivity in you, and begin to draw towards you, and you can tell them, this is why I do this way. This is why I can smile in the face of adversity. This is why I can go through pain and suffering. This is why it looks like people are dogging me, but they're not really dogging me. Because God has given me strength to rise above.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God, because I'm connected to the right source. So not only did she stay connected for a natural reason, she stayed connected for a spiritual reason. Because Naomi began to show her who her God was. So much so till she made the statement, where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Whoever is your God will be what? My God.
Hallelujah.
And for a Moabite to say that, you know she had to been living right. Naomi had to been living right.
Amen.
Naomi had to been honoring God. Naomi had to been doing those things that she know to do in order, amen, for that young lady, amen, glory to God, to want to cling to her soul. She didn't want to return to her idol God. She didn't want to return to the lifestyle that she once knew. She wanted something different. She needed a different connection. She needed a different power source.
Oh, hallelujah.
I appeal to you today. Look at your connections. Look at those things that you are linked up to. And if they're pulling from you and you're not receiving, you need to disconnect.
Right.
You need to quickly disconnect.
Witness.
Is it going to hurt? Yes. Is it going to cause you to feel lonely? I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be better on the other side.
Yes, it will.
What God gives you, amen, renewing you, making all things new.
Yes.
Then
yes.
you will be able to see, I should have never connected with that person. I should have never connected with that job. I should have never connected with that idea. I should have never connected. Come on here.
That's right.
Because it's not always on a person. It could be things that we put a place in our life that we connect to. I should have never connected to watching those TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you can open up portals, and that's a whole other topic. That's
yeah.
a whole other show.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God. But we're sitting here today, amen, to open up your understanding, amen, to shake you up a little bit. Amen. To get you to understand that whoever you're connected to, whatever you're connected to, amen, if it's not doing you any good, if it's taking you down, it's not adding to you, but taking away from you, you need to disconnect.
That's right. Glory. Thank you,
so
Jesus.
God can make all things new. Remember, amen, the study that was done by behaviorist Harry Harlow.
Amen.
As long as those animals were connected to their mother, to their source, they were fine.
Mm-hmm.
They were okay. They were eating properly. They were behaving as they should, as animals should. But when they were isolated, when they were separated, when they were disconnected from the power source, that's when the behavior started going awry. That's when the eating habits started going awry. Just everything went haywire.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were no longer connected to the source. So if you don't gain anything else from what we talked about or from what we discussed today, understand that being connected to the right thing, person, idea, will take you so far.
Amen. It's the truth.
And if you're not connected to the right thing, person, or idea, it will cause you to be set back.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at your life. Some of us, look at our lives. Because we connected with the wrong people somewhere in our life, now we're in the latter part of our life. We're trying to achieve which that we should have achieved 20, 30 years ago.
All right, that's the truth.
Not saying it's impossible. Not saying you're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because God gives us grace. But if we would have stayed the course, if we would have stayed with the connection when we first received the connection, we would have stayed with the connection, we would have been so much further along.
Uh-huh.
Come on here. It's the truth anyhow.
Yes, it is.
It's the truth anyhow. But because we let somebody get in our ear, because we let our flesh get, come on here, we let our flesh get in the way, we begin to back up from the source. We begin to back up from the true connection. And we begin to connect into those that look like a connection. Ah, those that look like, come on here, because the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they sound, it look good, smell good, whatever. Our flesh got in the way. The lust of our eyes, the pride of life got in the way.
That's right.
So that's why, amen, Pastor Lydia, amen, has designed topics such as this to make us, bring us back to an awareness that we need to disconnect. Don't make you a bad person. Just disconnect.
That's right.
And reconnect to the real power source.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you so much, amen, for your time and attention today. Amen. Hope something that was said, amen, that will cause you, amen, to turn back to the real power source so that all things will be made new. This is Sylvia Ingram, amen, pastor of Holiness Deliverance Temple here in Savannah, Georgia. God bless you.
Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord for Pastor Apostle Sylvia Ingram, amen, of Holiness Deliverance Temple, amen. She spoke some powerful words on the power of connection. And you know what it brought to mind for me? I was thinking about, as she was talking about the power cord, amen, and that connection of and being connected as a cord, us being the cord and being connected to the outlet, which is the source of the power. I had an incident where my computer was on the fritz. I thought something was happening. For some reason, it just would not hold a charge. And I'm like, why won't it hold a charge? Well, I looked down at the power cord, and it was only partially in the source of power, in the socket. So when we're not completely plugged in, Hallelujah. Yeah. When we allow distractions,
yeah.
That distraction could be other people. It could be our job. It could be our children. It could be our family.
Yeah.
It could be anything. When we allow distractions, amen, to keep us from being completely plugged in, amen, mm-hmm. to that source of that power, amen, it will throw our life completely off course.
My
I
God. Glory
to God, amen, because he is the source of all power and
yes.
all connections. He is the one that connects us to each other. He's the one that connects us to nature. He's the one that connects us to truth. He's the one who connects us to salvation itself because he is love. I think about that so many times because everything in the world, amen, it runs on love. We need two things, love and truth. Love and truth.
That's right.
Two things. Two things.
That's right.
Love and truth. That's what we need. Amen. And if mm-hmm. we do not realize what the source of that love and truth, which is all about the power of connection, if we are not connected to the true source of love and truth, we will miss the power of connection to each other and to our God. I say it over and over again in this radio program. I've said it so many times, you're probably getting tired of me. I have told each and every one of you our true intent in the earth. We were always, always intended to be in right relationship with the God of the universe, with our Creator.
Uh-huh.
Our source. We were always intended to be in relationship with him. Always. That's the reason Jesus came down through 40 and two generations, to redeem us, to redeem us from our alienated relationship so that we would again be connected to that source of power so that no more would we be fighting against ourselves and fighting against God. We'll again be restored in that connection.
My God.
He did that for us. Amen. Because mm-hmm. he is that source of that power. Amen. And we're, like she said, that electrical cord. Amen. I praise God for the example she gave about the rhesus monkeys. I had actually forgotten about that study until she started bringing it up. And it made me remember some things from nursing school when we were talking about trust versus mistrust.
That's
we were
it.
About infants who were separated from their mothers, but because perhaps the mother was sick or the infant, but they were in
uh-huh.
they were in incubators and they did not have touch. They couldn't hear their mother's heartbeat. And before they realized that was a need, those babies began to die. Then somebody
yeah.
had a brilliant idea to begin to touch these babies, to begin to record heartbeats
that's
so
it.
These babies could hear them and life would come back to these babies.
That's right. Connectivity.
Connectivity. Amen.
That's right.
We need each other. I love,
yes.
amen. There was a writer that said, no man is an island. We need
uh-huh.
each other. The Lord, he's made us for connection. We were made for connection.
We were made. Mm-hmm.
All of us. We were made for connection. Nobody should ever be isolated. We were made for connection. That's why people are depressed, and that's why people commit suicide, because they are disconnected. Because they have isolated themselves, because the enemy has tricked them into believing that something is thus and so and not what it is in truth. They believe that they're not loved. They believe that they're not wanted. They believe that they're not valued. But all human life has value. All of us are wanted.
Yes, that's
all
right.
Of us.
That's right.
All of us. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you've seen, who you've loved. It doesn't matter. Your life has value to the Lord. Amen. And he wants you to become completely connected because you be in relationship with him. You were intended, amen, to be plugged into the source of all power, all might. Every resource, everything is in him. Amen. And you were intended to be connected to one another. Glory to God. I praise God for the power of connection. Amen. Apostle, you're still here on the line with us. Are there any last
yes.
words that you would like to give? Amen. Even, amen, a invitation, amen, to be with the Lord.
Yes, God, amen. We just praise God for, amen, the opportunity once again. Amen, to be able to come and share the word of God. We thank God for the platform, amen, provided by Pastor Lydia, amen, glory to God. She's so consistent, amen, with getting the word of God out, amen, to those that need it, those that want to hear it, amen, and share, amen, what the love of God, amen, what is put in her, amen, she wants to share that and share it abroad, and that is the love of God, amen. And if you, amen, have that you feel the pull, sometimes you feel a pull, but you don't know which way, amen, to go, which way to go. And you can't really get it together. You can't really, you don't know what to say, what to do, who to talk to. The first person you ought to talk to is God. You ought to talk to the Lord, amen, and acknowledge to him and let him know, God, I'm sorry. I repent right now. I repent, God. I need you to guide me and lead me to, amen, the church that I need to be in, amen, to further awaken the power that lies down on the inside. And only churches that can do that, and I'm not calling any denominations, but only churches that can do that, those that are filled with his spirit and they're operating the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And then Bible teaching, Bible believing, and Bible living. Those type of churches. So they can have different names on their moniker. Glory to God. But if they're not doing those things that I just described, amen, do not. I caution you. Do not, amen, go to those. Why? Those type of churches. Why? Because you won't be awakened. This is the time now. We're calling you. We're making the altar call. It's time for you to come.
Hallelujah.
Unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes.
Glory to God. Some people lead you into, amen, what is called a sinner's prayer. I don't do that. That's just me. Don't have anything against it. I just don't do that. But amen. But I do, amen, would like for you to pray and ask God which way you should go.
Yes, Lord.
Which way should you go, God? Which way should I go, God? And I declare, because I had to do it myself. And God will tell you, and he will lead you and guide you. You want to know the truth. She just said it. What we need, two things we need is love and truth. He will tell you which way to go and who to sit up under so that you can be awakened, that power that lies on the inside of you that can be awakened, that you will be able to then be used by God. You will then be able to live holy. You will then be able to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Speaking in other tongues of the Spirit of God, give utterance.
Yes.
Amen. So again, amen. Think about your connectivity. Think about your connection. Are you connected to the right source?
Yes, God.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. For our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New, and our topic for today, the power of Connection 3. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Until next time, amen.
Amen. God bless.